Okay, today's daf is Kedushin Daf Samach Beis. Kedushin Daf Samach Beis. And we are on Samach Aleph Amin Beis towards the bottom. Let's start with Bishmal or Rimeir, about 10 lines up. Says the Gemara, remember, we're still in the discussion of Mishpatei Atznaim, Rimeir requiring a Tznai Kafel, and therefore whenever the Torah has a double Lashon, it would be understandable and Pashut. But according to Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, it would be unusual, and therefore the Gemara is trying to explain why the Torah would have to have a double lashon each time. So the Gemara says, "Bishlabel Rabbi Meir, I understand according to Rabbi Meir, Haynu Dechsev." And again, it's fascinating that the Gemara is assuming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be held to the same rules and regulations as people, and therefore the Torah itself would have to say the same same lashonos. Also might relate to the Chakira we mentioned yesterday about whether Mishpatei Atznaim is for clarity purposes or it's a formal requirement. It's for clarity purposes, maybe even the Torah has to do it, because the Torah has to be as clear as people. But if it's a formal requirement, if when somebody makes a Tanai, then that's the Chiddush of, you know, Hilchus Tanam applied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Mishlo Rabbi Meir, Hanna Dasiv, that's what it says at the beginning of Bechukosai, and Bechukosai Telechov, and Bechukosai Temasu. If you follow my ways, if you don't follow my ways, Ela Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Lomali. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, why do we need the double lashon? It's trich. We need both. Sakadat Chamina, you might have thought with only the first lashon. In b'chukosai teilechu, bracha. If you go like, and follow my ways, you get a bracha. In b'chukosai temasu, lo bracha v'lo klala. But if you don't, then neutral. You won't get a bracha, you won't get a klala. Kamash b'la, no. If you don't follow my ways, then you will get a klala. Right? That's from the parsha of the Tochacha. Continuing. Says the Gemara, Bish, the mother of Rabbi Meir, I understand according to Rabbi Meir, Haynu Dosiv, that which it says, now we're asking a Navi. Right, it says, the beginning of Yeshayahu, Im Tovu, Ushmatem, right, if you want, then you listen to me, V'chulu, V'im Taman, Umarisem, and if you don't, and you rebel, that's why again, it has to say both ways. V'chulu, El, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Lamali, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, why? So the same kind of answer, Itzrich. Tzakat HaChamina, I would have thought, what's Yeshayahu telling us? Im Tovu, Tova, V'im Taman, Ulo, Tova, V'lo, Ra'a. If you follow Hashem's ways, you'll have the good, and if not, you'll have neutral. Kamash Balan, that's why he has to say the opposite. So in Tamanu, if you don't follow Hashem's ways, then you will get Ra. You will get Ra. Why does that have to repeat it in a number of places? I'm not sure. Why do you have to have it in by Kayin? You would have thought Kayin's unique. Right, in Tetiv Seis, and Mose, that's the first one. And then in Bechukosai, and then in Yeshayahu. Why all three? I'm not sure. Not sure why you have to have the same basic message. A little, each one of them is a little different. The first one is Agra and Dina. The second one is Bracha and Klala, and then it's Tova and Ra. So they're all similar. Maybe there's a little different emphasis by each of those ideas. There is that these psukim, if you remember, are from the Haftorah Parshas Chazon. Right, it's Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph. So the Haftorah Parshas Chazon. So just one. Oh, I forgot to mention what I was going to start off with. Let's just do this, and then we'll come back to it. The Rav Shechter, correct. I saw that with the first sefer piled up, so that reminded me. But let's just in the middle of a sentence here, so let's finish this first. And that is, for the Haftorah Parshas Chazon, the Meshech Chachma has a thought, again, with these psukim are for the beginning of the Haftorah. There in that same parak, Yeshayahu Navi gives Musar that we read on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Why are you bringing, Yeshayahu says the name of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, why are you bringing these karbanos that I don't want? I don't want these karbanos, but I'd rather you listen to my word. So what karbanos though does he specify? Lo tosifu pasuk yud gimel, lo tosifu hevi minchas shav, ketores to'eva hili. You're bringing me false minchas and abominable ketores. Specifically those. Lo uchal oven vatsara. So why dafka those two karbanos are singled out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them? Ketores and mincha. The said of the Meshech Chachma, what do each of these karbanos symbolize? What does the ketores, not really karban, but what does the ketores symbolize? So we say every day, pita maktores. What does it symbolize? As we know, the Gemara in Krisus, called tainus shem babi poshi yisrael eno tainus. Any fast day that you don't combine with those who are not so perfect, meaning you have to combine and daven with everyone in Klal Yisrael. Why? How do you know that? Shaharei chel b'na recha ra. We know one of the spices in the ketores smelled very bad. Smelled very bad. The ketores is supposed to smell beautiful, but it smelled very bad. But if you put it with the rest of the spices, so then everything turned out beautiful. Umana nakasim simani ketores. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma. Dover hapachus ba'atzmiuso. Something that inherently is low level. B'cholzos kishu mitarev ba'aguda klalit hu mitbaseim umoil lahotzi reach nichoach minasamamonim acherim. Something so they could taste, not good separately, right? Let's say you make a cake and you have 8 ingredients. You taste each of the ingredients separately. It's disgusting. The salt and the pepper and the this and the that, that you can't eat it. You put it all together. Oh, it's beautiful. That's exactly why the pita b'ktoris. That's exactly why the ktoris. But if you put them all together, so then that is l'shem shamayim. That's ktoris. And that, he says, is the idea of the Beis HaMikdash in general. And that's why you always had Nisim there, because this was the place of Achdus Am Yisrael, where they achieved the level of Nisim, even if each one of them might not have been ra'oi to have an ace. Right? That's the symbol of the Ktoris of the Reach Nichalach. A. What about a Karban Mincha? There's a halacha that a Mincha cannot be brought b'shurfis. If the two of us want to bring a Karban Mincha, we can't. A mincha is only brought on behalf of the tzibur or by a yachid. Right, that's it. Meaning, it can't be brought by a composite of people. It can only be brought by one unit, meaning one person, or even the tzibur, which is really one. So it says the Meshech Chachma, that's Dafka why Yishayahu HaNavi singles these out. Because these two, the Ktoris and the Mincha, are symbols of unity, symbols of Achdus, and that's exactly where Klal Yisrael was lacking. And that's why Dafka picks these. What are you doing? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want these. While you're inner fighting, he doesn't want these Karbanos. So that's the Meshech Chachma on the Haftorah in Parshas Dvarim for Chazon Yishayahu. That's what we were just talking about here in Perek Aleph of Yishayahu. Okay, just one thing from yesterday that I forgot to start off with mentioning, and that was to answer up the question of the Tosas on the Rashbam and the Rambam on the Gaonim. Right, the Rashbam and Tosas Daf Mem Tes we had, and the Gaonim, both quoted in Hilchas Zechiah and in Hilchas Ishus, both hold that everything we are discussing, all of the Mishpatei Atznaim, are only needed by Isurim. By Isurim, or more specifically, some formulations have, by Gittin and Kiddushin. Right, all these Mishnayos and Gittin Kedushin are all about Gittin Kedushin. So how could that be? Ask the Rambam. How could that be? Ask Tosfos. Isn't the whole source of Mishpatei Atznaim from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, which is Dini Mamonos? Right. So how can you say that Dafka there is no law of Mishpatei Atznaim? So Rav Shechter quotes in Siman Lamed and Eretz Tzvi, quotes another question. He says, we know the Gemara says Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Right, Gemara Yuma Daf Yubeis. Yerushalayim was not split up into Shvatim. The question, though, is that we know from Maseches Zvachim that the Mizbeach on the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, there was no base. There was no base of the Mizbeach for the Kohanim to walk around on. There was no Yisod. Why the whole two sides, it ended on the northeast and the southwest corners, so that's when the Yisod went around a little bit, and that was it. But it didn't have a Yisod on the southeast corner. Why? So the Gemara Chazal explained, because that was the exact border between Yehuda and Binyamin. And the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, based on the Unkelis Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf. And I mean, that Unkelis says there that all the Karbanos have to be in Shevet Binyamin. The Ze'ev, the wolf, is like the Mizbeach, it eats up all the Karbanos. So that's why the border was right there between Yehuda and Binyamin. So what do you mean? Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. So what are we talking about borders here? What border? There are no borders. So it says, Machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas in Chazal. So we'd rather not say that. So says the place of Shechter, Vanira Lomar B'Yishuv Kushyasam, the base halachos nifrados chayu b'chalukas Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim. Really, there were two halachos in the chaluka of Eretz Yisrael. Ha'echad midin chalukas ha'yarshim b'tvusas ha'bayis. Number one is splitting it up, just like you have yarshim, you have inheritors of a father. They all get a piece. Ha'dom elachoshar chalukas shirvet ha'alma v'udim midin imamanis. It's a regular Dini Mamonis context. That's it. After you split it up, this becomes Yehuda's, and this becomes Binyamin's, and this becomes Duns and Yisachar's. Everybody gets a chelik. But that doesn't give it the status in terms of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This is the portion that Shevet Yehuda had. And this is Chelek of Binyamin. Right? That is not just a... That doesn't help fully in terms of its bailus. What's that? You need the second element. Didn't Nosaf know my Bechalukas Eretz Yisrael? Da'oz, B'shas Chalukah, Nigmara Mitzvahs, V'yirashtem Osa, V'yishavtem Ba. Yerusha v'Yeshiva is completed, which is more of a global issue, which is more of finishing up Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Many mitzvot atzilus ba'aretz, we discussed at the end of the first parak, only kicked in, besides challah, they all kicked in after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. That's not just because now everybody had their Dini Mamonis portion, but now the Hakdasha of Eretz Yisrael was complete. Now that each portion got their got their portion afterwards. So now, that's not just an imamidus, but there's an Isser v'heter element as well. And that's why he even explains the Raivin and the Reza Raivin and the Shidduch Kubetzes above Basra that says that even though the Chalukas of Eretz Yisrael L'Shvatim happened through the Urim Tumim, we know Rashi quotes on Ala Torah, but what about from Shvatim to families? Says the Raivin, that was not used, you didn't use the Urim Tumim for that. Not just on a practical level, because the Torah didn't tell you, but because that part was just in terms of who gets what. That's Dini Mamadis. For a Dini Mamadis split, you don't need the Ramatumim. But the split up for the Goro, Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that's in terms of Issa v'Heter, so that needed the Uravatumim. And he explains other questions that he brings up are explained by this as well. So that's Yushlaim Lonas Chalukas L'Shvatim. When it comes, the Ikka Machlokas Ben Yehuda Reb L'Chachamim and Chalukas L'Shvatim on that, Haradavka L'Gabi Chalukas Dini Mamanis. Regarding Dini Mamanis, does Yehuda or Binyamin have a portion of Dini Mamanis in Yerushalayim? Then that's the Machlokas. That's the Machlokas. But everybody agrees that it had to be split in terms of the Kedusha, because every morsel of Eretz Yisrael had to be shaykh to a certain Shevet in order for Eretz Yisrael to achieve full Kedusha. You have to be a chelik this and a chelik that. So that's why there are two levels of the chalukah of Yerushalayim. And if all that's true, so then maybe we can get back to our original question. That's the Raivid, that's the Gaonim, and that's the Rashbam. That, how could they say there is no Mishpatei Tanam here? Isn't this the whole source? The answer is no. Maybe this isn't just a Dini Mamadis element. Maybe the other element outweighs. The element outweighs the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Isser v'Heter element of Eretz Yisrael outweighs, and that's why it would not be classified as purely a Dini Mamadis context. Okay, I mentioned that before, but every once in a while it's good to re-emphasize it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, my Cherev to Uchlu. Once we're talking about the first parak of Sefer Yeshayahu, we'll talk about the continuation of the Psukim, which we already also took the liberty to speak about the Meshech Chachma, to talk about a later Pasuk. My Cherev to Uchlu, what does it mean? The Cherev, they will eat the sword. Amarava, Milcha Galal Nisa Nahama Desari, Akusha Ubatsli. It means this is what they're going to eat. Not that they're going to eat swords, but they're going to eat coarse bread from barley, akushu batsli with hard onions. Get this food that is very sharp on your stomach. Damar mar, because we know pas purni chareva, a little dry bread, bimelach in salt, ubitzalam kashim, and with hard sharp onions, lagufka charevos. To the body is like swords. That's what it means. That's what they're going to be stuck eating that. Good. Next, Bishlama. Next, question and answer on the Machlokas. Bishlama Rechani Gabriel. Hi, Nudachsev. According to Rechani Gabriel, I understand the following. This is what it says. Im lo shachav ish osach by Isha Sota. If a man did not lie with you, so then you, v'im lo satis tamasachat yishach, and you didn't you aren't metami yourself under your husband, and you didn't do anything hinaki, then you will be innocent. You will be innocent, and that's what according to Rabbi Chanina Gamliel, it only says it in one direction. It only says if you didn't do this act, so then you're going to be innocent and you're going to be clean. El Rabbi Meir chinaki mi boyalei, but according to Rabbi Meir, it should say chinaki. What does that mean? So Rashi says it should say the chinaki just means the entire second half of the phrase. Rashi says Eler Meir v'im shachav chinaki mi baylei, meaning you should say both sides. Not only if you didn't do anything you'll be clean, but if you did do something you're going to be strangled, meaning you chinaki mi baylei. That's the question according to Rashi. The Ritva has a couple of pshatim exactly what chinaki here means. Yesha pirshu kmo chinaki kolomar sheyamisuhu amayim. It means, if you did it, then the mayim should kill you. The acherim pirshu, it doesn't mean chinaki, it means chinaki amayim sheyu nekiyim v'ne'emanim bepu'ulasam la'asos b'chamishpat. It doesn't really mean chinaki, it means chinaki also. Chinaki means the mayim should be nekiyim v'ne'emanim. Should be clean and true. They should do what they're supposed to do. Chinaki. He says, I don't like that pshat, because it should say chinaki mehamarim, what's mi mehamarim. He quotes other ones that he quotes the Ramban, that hinaki gufech, your guf should be cleansed out. Meaning, if you did it. Hinaki. But anyway, Rashi has hinaki, so it should say the other phrase. So, Amar Bitanchum, hinaki ksiv. What does hinaki ksiv mean? So, Rashi says there's an extra, it could have said hinaki with hey yud nun kuf yud. It could have said that, with two yuds in it. But it says it without the yud to allude to hinaki. to allude to chinakisu is as if it said the second half of the phrase. That leaving out of the letter is as if it said the extra phrase. That's a Rashi chinakiksiv below yud lemidrashe kimikrao, to read it as if as it's written chinaki without the yud could be also read chinaki. Right, the hay and the ches. There's an affinity between those two letters. The shita lanodu lemi here says though. That fascinating. It must be that in the times of the Gemara, they had a Kriyanik Siv that we don't have. Maybe Hinaki Ksiv, it said Hinaki, but it was read Hinaki. Maybe they had another. Elanira de Bisfarim Shalahem Hayakasav Hinaki, Vikari Hinaki. It was written, it says, I guess he had the Gersav of Hinaki. Yeah, he has the Gersav of Hinaki Ksiv. That it says Hinaki, just read it Hinaki. Right, we don't have that gears on the side. On the side, maybe it has the no, doesn't have it on gears, but he has that gears. Chinaki ksiv says near the Besarim Shalayim, I cast of chinaki, the kari chinaki, lahaki dar shavayu kriv ksiv. Right, we don't have that kriv ksiv. So it's a general discussion. What are kriv ksivs? They were part of the Misora. Were they? The Radak writes on Navi and Shmuel that maybe kriv ksivs came because of a loss in the Misora. They weren't bedafka, even though we have the Gemara Nedarim that we discussed that kriv ksiv were given by Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so that Gemara doesn't work out so well from Ezra HaSofer. It doesn't work out so well from according to that Radak. The Radak says maybe at least certain kriv ksivs, you know, came because of a loss in the Misora. But at least this is an example where the Shita Nodulami suggests that maybe there's a kriv ksiv that we don't have. The other question that's dealt with here, which we alluded to yesterday, and that is, let's assume, like Rashi, that Hinaki is the extra, lacking a yud, and therefore it's alluding to the other half. But even if that's true, there's another problem here, according to Rabbi Meir. Here you have the law of Kodim Lahain. Right? First you have, if you didn't do what you did with this man, then you will be innocent. And then we have the allusion to Hinaki, Hinaki, whatever the pshat is, that's afterwards. That's afterwards. They ask Tosfos, middle of Tosfos Bishlama, V'im Kain be'inan hein kodim alav, v'hachal havi lav kodim lahein, ta'am lo shachav ksiv v'resha. So fine, you solve the Tanai Kafel problem, but you have the hein kodim alav, the positive for the negative problem. So this is where the Rishonim, if you want to look at it, figure out, how do you define hein and lav? So here's where Tosfos says, no, what you want to happen is called the hein. And that's why you'd rather her be innocent. So that's why even though it says, if you didn't do it, that's hein. You don't just say what's the positive lashon and what's the negative lashon. That's what the Tosfos says here. If Shema Shemash on a rotsif shteyase chashuv hein. Right, that's what's called hein. That's what Tosfos says here. The Ritva here says a different answer. Yes, Tosfos. He says maybe when do you need all mishpatei atznoim? That's only by a tznai, by a real condition of something happening. This will happen if. But here it's not really a tznai. The Torah is just saying what's going to happen. If you did it, then this is what the water is going to do. And if you didn't, that's not a t'nai. That's not making a maisa totally on a t'nai. So maybe if it's just a if this and if not this, so maybe there you only need t'nai kafel.
So what's this shakalatari?
Right, so what's the whole shakalatari? No, the whole gemara. There's a number of these that aren't really t'nai. So maybe you could have answered this, you know, by those questions also, if you didn't have that answer. But that's what he says. The kima dahavi as haris iser. I'm sorry, the previous one. Aval hei kodim alav v'shar dikduk teknoim lo boi luhu ela b'tznon bilvad l'chazek atnai k'dei sheyochol ala maisa aval b'shar inyonim b'kfeilo b'luchud sagile. If you're trying to be mechazek the maisa or to be able to undermine the maisa, that's where you need all these b'shpatei atnoim. But if not, so then you need less than that. You only need the Tanai Kafel. The Tosfos Yishanim here also says that maybe the point is that here there's a halacha poslim b'schus. So even though you usually have to have kol hei kodim alav, you always have to be, right, v'tzilu ha'eda, you have to be posei ha'peschus. You have to start off with a good idea that maybe she didn't do it. Okay, continuing. Bishlam al-Rabbi Meir, haynu d'chsev hinaki. So fine, now I understand why it says hinaki according to Rabbi Meir, meaning either without the yud or the kriyan l'ksiv. Why do you have the extra phrase according to Rabbi Chanino, or according to Rashi? Rashi says, write a lashon mevurer yoser, write a clearer lashon. Hinaki might mean chinaki, so just write a clearer word. So it's shach. No, there's a limud for Rabbi Chanina also. Sakat atachamina, you might have thought it meant, im lo shachav ish hinaki, v'im shachav lo hinaki, v'lo chinaki, ela isra b'yalma, kamash malan. You might have thought nothing's going to happen there, just an isser, kamash malan. All the Rishonim say, what? Just an isser? She was mizane, ish is ish. H is inviolable. What do you mean? You would think nothing would happen if she did something. So that's a question. What exactly the Havamin is here? Isura Ba'alma. Meaning Isura Ba'alma in terms of she's not going to get killed on the spot. right? She won't have this magic of the Mei Sota affect her. But can't just say it's Yisura Ba'alma. She was an Eishes Ishes Insa. Kamash Malan. Period. Bishlama, last one. Bishlama, Rabbi Meir. Again, according to Rabbi Meir, it's good when we learn about the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Parshas Para, about the halachas of what somebody who is mistameh, became mistameh with Tumas Meis, he has to get sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. Hayinu d'siv, hu yischata bo, by yom ha-shlishi, by yom ha-shvi, yitar. If he's sprinkled on day 3 and day 7, he becomes tahar. V'im lo yischata v'chulu lo yitar. And if he doesn't get sprinkled with on day 3 and 7, he does not become tahar. El Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel l'amali. Why do you need this? Why do you need the double asho? And ask the Pnei Yeshua, this isn't a tznai. The Torah is just saying the mitzias of what's going to happen. So what kind of question is this? So is that the Pnei Yeshua? No. The point is that according to Rabbi Meir, you have a precedent where you see that a double lashon adds something. Tanai Kafel means, because you have to be Mavara Yoser and you have a higher standard. So you see there's a point of Tanai Kafel. So therefore, even outside that area of Tanaim, you can understand that Tanai Kafel would add something. But according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, you always know it even without the Tanai Kafel. Mechlal Heinat Hashomei Alav. So therefore, what does it add? That's the Gemara's question. Rabbi the Pnei Yeshua says, right, it doesn't add anything to him. Can you relieve it? Do pesulo midi. That's what he says. That's what it has to be. So that's the question. So itzrich. You still need it. Sakana the Chamina mitzvah haza'a b'shlishi b'shvi. You might have thought that the mitzvah of haza'a is on day 3 and day 7. V'hecha da'avid b'chad b'na'ayu avad. And if as long as you did any one of them, no, b'di'evid, it's okay. Kamash malan is good. Meaning, you might three. As we mentioned in the past, you might think that l'chadchila is just a mitzvah, but the matir of becoming tahar maybe is only one of them. Kamash v'lan, you don't say that. Meaning, both of them are needed for the matir. Both of them are needed for the matir, or it's a mitzvah li'ikuva. Either way, kamash v'lan. Period. But now that we brought up this pasuk, the Mara says, you know what? Let's just finish darshaning the pasuk. V'hiza hatahar al hatameh b'yom ha'shlishi v'yom ha'shvi lamali. Why do you have to repeat it? That he will get sprinkled with on day 3 and 7, itzrich. Sakana the chamina shlishi lemute sheni shvi'i lemute shishi. You might think that each day is just excluding the previous one. 3 to exclude day 2, 7 to exclude day 6. To come in might be meitara because you have less yemeitara. You're waiting less days. Aval hecha de avid. Let's do argirsa bishlishi ubishmini. Let's see, you do it on day 3 and day 8 to come mafish be meitara. So you're adding an extra day of waiting. So ema shaper dami, you might think that's okay. Day 3 and 8 is okay. Also, you just can't do it on day 3 and 6. Kamash balan, you say no. You got to have exactly 4 days in between, or 3 days in between day 3 and 7. That's it. You can't do it on day 3 and day 8. Finishing v'chito b'yamashvi lamali. He'll become purified on day 7. What is that teaching me? Itzrich. Saka da dechamina hani milu lekachim. I might have thought this meant, when do you need day 3 and 7 for kachim? Or the Gra changes it to mikdash. Right? Based on walking into the base of mikdash. Aval shuma b'chai nami sagi. But for truma, maybe one is enough. Kamash malan. Even truma might be called kadosh, or you might have to have both. Even if it's not called Hekdesh. Maybe that's why the Gra changes it. Because Kachim and Truma already have a connection. So once you know Kachim, you would have known Truma. But Mikdash might be different. That's why Mikdash is the Havamina, but not Truma. Kamash Malan. There is a rejected Girsa in Rashi here. Rashi, in the middle of Lamute Shishi, says that what was the Havamina? You might have thought 3 and 8 are okay. Kamash Malan, they're not. So Rashi says, but don't be Gores. Right, don't be garis. Right, Hachi Garcina, look at Rashi. Avalecha da'avad b'shlishi b'shmini to come mafish meitare imashaper dami v'lo garis b'revi'i b'shmini. Don't be garis day 4 and 8. Why? To havad ishaper dami, because that would work. 4 and 8 would work, just like 3 and 7 work. 4 and 8 would work. You just waited an extra day. 4 and 8 would work. To come macha masha azar rishona in b'kaklum. So that you started a day late, it's okay. Ubavachalo yarbe v'lo yimayip b'yamim b'shem in azar la'azar. As long as you weren't mimayit between these days. Right, so that would not be a problem. Right, I mean the Havamin isn't that 4 and 8 would. You might think 4 and 8 is no good. Kamash Malan, it's no good. That is Rashi's rejected Girsa. So does anybody have this Girsa out there? Maybe the Rambam had it. Because if you look at Hilchas Para Aduma in Paragid Aleph, the Rambam says, Misha Huza Alav Bishlishi. Somebody who had day 3. V'lo Huza Alav Bishvi. V'shah Kama Yamim. And he waited a bunch of days, right? Tovel b'chol eish sheyirtze, achar hashvi. Once he does days 3, even if he does day 10, 3 and 10 are good, according to the Rambam. It's okay. Bein bayom, bein balayla, mazan alav bayom, bekodem atfila, bein achar atfila. Afila tova balal tshi, olel asiri, mazan alav lomachar achar nisachama. Meaning, there's no requirement for days in between. Says the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Amar Vam Eino Kain, Begemara Bikta Kiddushin, Ula Ola Mona Shlishi Vishvi, Vitova Lachar Azah. You always need 3 and 7, like Rashi's Gersa. You might have thought, right, you could have done, right, 3 and 8. Kamash Mala, no, you can't do that. Right? So that, according to our Gersa, the Gemara is saying that you can't have more than 3 days in between. So says the Kesa Mishnah. Says the Kesa Mishnah, once that become Makabishla Tamu, Lama Yiniyak Rabbeinu Tamu Rach Vatavas Kabrisis. Maybe there are Brises, there are other sources that argue with our Gemara. V'yesh lomar d'gerzes Rabbeinu b'ahi d'kiddushin. D'sakad adach shlishi d'mutei shedi v'chulu v'yavid b'revi u'bishmini. D'kamavish b'veitara emer shaper dami. Kamash malan. That you can't do it on day 4 and 8. Exactly the gerzes that Rashi quotes. Why? And regarding haza'a bizmana, the whole issue here is haza'a bizmana mitzvah or not. This is a machloket. And in Yom HaDavches you have a machloket about it. And we paskin haza'a bizmana ain't a mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam does not hold like our Gemara. He has the Girsa of our Gemara, you need 4 and 8, Kamashwan, you cannot have 4 and 8. But the Rambam says that's only because Hazab is Mana Mitzvah. But we don't pass Hazab is Mana Mitzvah, and therefore, you don't have to go like our Gemara. So, the rejected Girsa in Rashi, says the Kesa Mishnah, is the Girsa, was the Girsa that the Rambam had in our Gemara.
But the Rashi seems to be makbid on the same number of days in between, 4 and 8, but not 4 and 10.
Not 4 and... Okay, I mean, but you would need, according to... Take Rashi Shita from our whole Gemara. You need the same amount of days in between.
Right.
You wouldn't hold like the Rambam.
Right.
We're not hold like the Rambam.
No, but I'm saying even in his rejected...
It's rejected. He says that would be okay. 4 and 8 would be okay.
Right.
Because it's just like 3 and 7.
Right.
Rambam rejected 4 and 8. This is the Gerson Havamina. Mm-hmm. This is the Gerson Havamina that Rashi's rejecting. Don't say this is the Havamina because this is okay. The Rambam would, might say, Kamash Malan, that you don't say that, but we don't pass him like this Gemara anyway. Okay.
Why do we stop?
Why don't we ask for another ten tanaim? So the Gemara asks many of them. You should ask the other question. What are we asking from here? These aren't even tanaim in the first place. That was the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. That was the what we discussed. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Hamakish is the Isha of Amrik Savar Yisi Shechet. It's Ari Lavia. I get married and I thought this woman was a Bas Kohen. She lied. She didn't lie. She didn't say a word. I was just under a misimpression. And she turns out to be a Bas Levi. Lavia Vario Kohenes. Or, I thought she was Lavia and she turned out to be a Bas Kohen. Aniyah Vahariya Shira. Poor or rich. Ashir Vahariya Aniyah. Harezum Kudashes Bebnei Shalom Hitato. You're married. She didn't trick you. She didn't say something that was untrue. So you were under a false impression. That's your fault. You should have done better research. Shalom Hitato. The Ron here deals with why this half of the Mishnah is, what is it doing here? Right, we had earlier Mishnayis that were dealt with. I thought you were this, I thought you were that. Right, Kohenes Levia, so what is this doing here? So the Rana says maybe because we're emphasizing, we're in the discussions of Tanai Kafel and Birur, clarity, right? What's Gilui Milsa, right? According to Remeir, do you need Tanai Kafel or not? So maybe that's what it has to do with all the Mishmatei Tanai. Period. Okay, but now we're going on to a totally separate topic. We're still talking about Tanai, but a different element. You're married to me after I convert. A goy goes over to a woman. After I convert. Or after you convert. Or after I get freed, because I'm an Eved Kenani. Or you're a Shifcha Kenanis, after you're freed. After your husband dies. Right? Or after your sister dies, which is his wife. Right, because achos isha is the only erva that is mutter lachar misa. Right, your person's mother-in-law is going to be usher even after their wife dies. Right, achos isha is the only one that becomes mutter. So he gives his wife's sister marriage. Harikudashesli after my wife dies. La'achas yachos le'libik, or I'll marry to you after your yavam does chalitza to you. In all these cases, eina mukudashes. She's not married. Why? Because of the sugya that's really tomorrow's daf, but we'll mention it now. Davar shelo bala olam. You can't get into davar shelo bala olam. It's not in the world yet. You didn't have the geiris yet. You didn't have chalitza yet. You didn't have all these things. So it's davar shelo bala olam. The major discussion in the achronim is what is the reason that we paskin in adam makna davar shelo bala olam. We're gonna have 5 tanaim that hold adam makna davar shelo bala olam, but we hold in adam makna davar shelo bala olam. Why? Major machlokas. The two svaras given. Number one, the nimuka yosi says the babatzia of lo samcha daito. Right? If it didn't happen yet, then we could assume that people aren't so serious. people don't have smichas das, they're not really hoping or assuming that what in the future is going to happen. So there's no smichas das, and therefore, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. The other opinion, said by the Levush and Choshe Mishpat and other Achronim, that no, even if there is full smichas das, but there's nothing for the kinyan to be chal on. You could try from today till tomorrow, but there's nothing here. If you're not a Jew, you can't make a kinyan for a time when you are a Jew. It doesn't work. So it's more of a formal requirement, even if there's full smichas das. That is the major machlokas achronim about it. Where is the big discussion of this? Where would you look for the big discussion of this? The parshanim, at the beginning of Parshas Toldos. That's where all the achronim discuss it. The Arachayim HaKadosh, right? When Esav sells the Bechorah to Yaakov. That's where the Arachayim HaKadosh and many other achronim get into the act. Even if they're not there, they bring that as a part of the rise of the discussion. That's what he says, the Arachayim HaKadosh. Michra Kayom is Bechoras Chali. What do you mean Kayom? Michra Kayom, like today. Michra Kayom is Bechoras Chali. V'nire, ki lios ki Bechora zu shekonim imenu yesh bepratim sh'inim b'mitzias el b'mos aviv. The Bechora is not here now. V'im dvarim shalo b'ala olam. Ukvita raseinu HaKadosha inat amakadav shalo b'ala olam. Shalo b'ala olam. So how's Yaakov being Kone, the Bechora? Ah, that's why he says Kayom. Kayom. Kadesh Yitzis Kayim HaMechira. So that the Mechira lasts. Why? What's Kayom? It says in Mesechas B'Metzia that if you have an Ani that doesn't have what to eat, a Tzayad, so Yomar, Sha'omar, Masha Yal, B'Mitzolasi Hayom, Mechor Lecha, Memkor Kayim. An Ani could say in the future, if he doesn't have anything to eat and he wants you to give him money now, he's allowed to say, because of Takonas Chayav, you know what? Could you give me some money now? Whatever I catch today is going to be your fish. So Gemara B'Metzia says that's okay. Why? Mishum Kadei Chayav, Mishum Kadei Chayav. So here, this is Kadei Chayav. Mechora Kayom is Mechora, and today Mechora is Mechora Eschali. That's why he says Kayom. And then he goes into why do you need the Shvua? That's the big discussion. That's the Shuva of the Rivash. That's discussed by many Achronim. The Menachas Asher here in Brachos, in Simin Lamed, Rav Asher Weiss has a long piece regarding the Shuva of the Rivash. The Rivash says, you know how he got out of the problem? Mechora Kayom, he shavali. Why did Yaakov make him swear? That's a big question in the Achronim. Right? What was the Shvua for? What's the shvua for? So the Rivash says, because if you're makna davar, if you do it with a shvua, makna davar shlo b'ala olam. And all the achronim say, where does he get that from? Why should a shvua make a difference? It's lo b'ala olam. So if you say it's an issue of smichas das, then fine, a shvua might be, oh, you're very serious, you're even swearing. But if it's an issue that the kinyan can't be chal, then a shvua shouldn't make a difference. So that's why the Rivash, l'chora, has to be assuming the first approach. Right? But again, he quotes other nafkaminas here about davar shlo b'ala olam. Maybe another way he says why he did it is that Esav says to him, he says he didn't want the kinyan to be chal. So what happens? That's why he says halitainin min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, because peiri eini nikna b'chalipin. He says just give me the food. I don't want to hold any kli, because a kli would transfer the kinyan. So but just pour it right in. But what does Yaakov do? He gives him lechem unizid adashim. He gives him the bowl of lentils. He says no. He wants to give him a kli. He wants to give him a kli here because he wants the kinyan to be chal, right? So that's why you have all of these suggestions by the achronim. Is it the kayom? Is it the shvua? Is it the nezid, the bowl? Right? This is all the discussion of makne davar shlo b'ala olam. Again, there's more there, but we'll have to move on. Says the Gemara now, v'chein, Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah. V'chein ha'omer l'chaveiro, im yolda ishtacha nekeva harizum kodeshes li, enim kodeshes. Reuven goes to his friend and says, if your wife has a baby girl, I want to be married to her. You know, I don't want anybody else coming over. You're a great mechutin. Eina mikudashes, or a great father-in-law. Eina mikudashes doesn't work because the baby's not here now. The rest of the Mishnah says on the side that we shouldn't have in our girsa, so therefore we're going to wait to see that in the Gemara on Amud Beis. Tanan also says the Mishnah in Trumas. Ein tormin atol shalom machubar. You're not allowed to take truma from detached items for to be truma on behalf of attached items. Why? Because Rashi quotes, when something is still attached, it's not chayiv and truma yet. And if you try to make something truma on it, it's worthless. It's not truma. It's still tevel. And what you try to take for is still tevel. Right? Because you can't. It's still mechubar. It's not called, Rashi quotes, it's based on a limud. Degoncha. This is not digun yet. It's not put in piles yet. So the Mishnah says, you can't take truma from detached on attached. And if you did, it's worthless. One second. What if you say that, but if you say it should only be chal later? These fruit that are detached should be truma on behalf of those fruit over there that are still attached. Or these attached fruit should be truma on those detached fruit. But you add in that word, when they're all detached, that's when it should work. Vinitzlushu, and then you detach all of them, and then you take off the shuma. Mahu. So fine, ain't on the machlokes davar shel olam right now. But what if you make it tali on a, in the future? So mahu. So Amar Leh says Rabbi Yochanan, kol she biyado lav k'mechuser ma'isa dami. Anything that you could do right now, it's as if it happens. As if it happened, lav k'mechuser ma'isa, and therefore it is allowed. It's not mamish k'mechuser ma'isa, right? Because you can't take off the truma now, right? Because it's still mechubar. But at least you could forecast it and say when it's nitlash, so then it's going to work. So we're going to talk a lot about that biyado principle now. Eis vehomer liyishar, our Mishnah says, Hayom kadashes li lachar shes gair, lachar shes gairi, lachar shes dachar, lachar shes dachri, lachar shes balech, lachar shetom atzachosech, lachar sheyachlos lelivamech, einem kadashes. All the cases of our Mishnah, right, it does not work. So bishlamak kulo la biyado, fine, death is up to Hashem. And chalitza is not up to you. But there's one that's in your power. Elo ger habi biyado, Hare Kodeshes Li, you should be married to me on condition when I convert. So conversion is up to him. So why isn't that biyado and therefore it should be okay? So ger nami la biyado. No, ger is also not biyado. Damar Rebchi Baraba Abar Yochanan. Ger Tzarech Shlosha. A gerus needs a bezdin, needs three people. By time of Mishmak Sibbe, because it says Mishpat. Kidein mi yemar to bezdakule hani tlasha. Who says he's going to find three people right away? It's not just something that's totally on him. So therefore, therefore, it's also not considered biyado. What does Geirus need three for? That is a major machlokas we've shown him. Rashi here says, Tap Rashi, Tvila, and Hodas Mitzvahs Kalos Vachamuros. Meaning Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Tvila and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Tosas on top says only Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. The Tvila does not need to be witnessed by a Bezdin. And what do you mean witnessed by a Bezdin? You see him go in, even behind the curtain, and come out. Doesn't need it. Why? Because there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamah says, there was a story about a certain Arimian that was Malvalo Taval, and Shimon Levi says, what do you mean? Maybe he went to the mikveh one time. Maybe he went to the mikveh one time. Alone? Without anybody? So Tosis is Mashma, that's a case of where there was no Bezin for Tevila. Again, there are three or four different Gemaras that talk about, that seem to shed light on this, but this is the Machlokas we've shown. If you look on the Rambam says Beferish that, like Rashi, that Tevila requires three. Tosis continues and says maybe there's even a Lachachila. There is a Lachachila to have three, even if you don't need it. There is another related discussion, and that is, what about the order of Mila and Tevila? Right, we know Mila, Tevila, Artoz Dam, and Kabbalah's Mitzvah is all different aspects of the Talich of Geirus. So this is a Machlokas we've shown him. The Ramban holds that the order is not Ma'akev. Mila, Tevila, whatever you want to do first. I don't get a bit. Mila first, Tevila first, it doesn't matter. But the Rambam and the Nemuk Yosef and others say, no, it is Ma'akev. And the Ramah quotes 2 days in Yeridah, and we try to be Machmer to have the Mila first before Tevila, because if not, it's Tovah V'Sheres Biyado. Right, the Mila should be first. So this relates to, again, this is a large issue, but lumdus-wise, we know there is many parts of the Tevila, the Geirus process. Is there one part that's an Iker and one part that's secondary? Is there one part that's a maisa and the other part is like a tanai? So the way the Achronim explain the Machlokas is that according to the Rambam and according to the Mukiyose that there's a specific order, so then yeah, there's got to be. Maybe the tefila is the ikar. Tefila, you become a Jew. Mila is a tanai. You have to be a mahol in order to have tefila make you a Jew. While if you say it doesn't really make a difference on the order, so maybe there are just two parts of the process. Doesn't matter what you do first, what you do second, there's just two parts of the process. But again, that is an important machlokas. Both days quoted in Hilchos Geirus in Yeridah. Okay.
Gersha,
let's do the next line for a minute. Let's do the next line. So says the Gemara, that's why it's out of his hands. So Maskalar Baba Bar Mamo, one second, oh meyata, Hanosi Pruta Lushivchaso. If you give a pruta to your shivcha, you're allowed to free your shivcha. So if a Baal, if an Adon gives a pruta to his shivcha, the marriage should work, because he could free his shivcha. So Hachiasha, no, there's a big difference there. Hasam meikara behema. Hashta das acheres. We know Shifcha the Gemara says Amado Melech Hamor. We're going to have later on. Meaning they don't have the status even of human beings, right? Right. The Merkar Behema. Hashta das acheres. But here it says das acheres. So there Rashi explains by Shifcha it's too far. Even if you want to say it's biyado, but it's a totally different bria. It's a totally different bria, and therefore that's lo balo lo klal. Rashi says ein mechusar ma'isa gadol mizeh. That for sure is not going to work. It's too much of a jump. The Tosfos Riazakin here says lo shayachacha mechusar ma'isa shekadeshtachra hi birya acheres she'ein lo shum dimyon achshav in masha ha'isa tchila. There's no dimyon. There is a machlokas we've shown him here. Could the Gemara answer this by the Geirus question also? Right? So some Rishonim say, yeah, Huadin could have said this also. But the Tosfos Rid and the Ritva is a day, no. No, a non-Jew is different than a Shifcha. Why? Because by the non-Jew, he has Chayas. He has a Yichus. We recognize Yichus. Right, midaraisa, maybe a non-Jew inherits his father. There's yichus by an eved ein lo chayis, and that's why only dafka by behema we say by a shivcha we say meikar behema, but by a guy we would not say that. If you remember, we had an amazing verse from the Shemen Atov in one of the Haggadah Shiurim about why there's such an emphasis. Why there's such an emphasis on family by the seder. Father, son, right? All the children asking the questions. Why is there such an emphasis on family at the Seder more than any other holiday? The answer is, we mentioned last year from the Shemen Atov, because an Eved is in Lochayas. The Bahus of an Eved is that he has no family relationships. That's why Chum was cursed to be an Eved, because Chum cut off the relationship with his father by telling over the nakedness. So his punishment was, okay, you're going to be an Eved. You're not going to have any relationship with your family, with generations. And that's why Dafka, the Seder, where we're showing we're B'nai Chorin, we're not Avadim, that's why there's a whole emphasis with the with parents. Okay, Ella, you're excused. Ella, Hadam Rav Oshia. Let's finish up. Hadam Rav Oshia. No, say Pruta L'Ishta. Bari Amo Kadashali, Lachash Yakar, Sheikh Enim Kudashis. Lachanayim, Rabbi Yochanan, Dabi Kudashis. See here too. If a man goes over to his wife and says, you're married to me after I divorce you. Right? So again, it should work because it's biyado to get married to her again. So the answer is no. Nihidi biyado lagarsha, biyado lakacha. He could divorce her. Once he divorces her, she has to, right, that could be balkarcha bidaraisa. But afterwards, who said that she's going to want to get married again? Maybe he's had enough of this. She's not enough of this, like craziness. You're trying to marry, I'm married to you. So you're trying to marry me again after divorce. Unless he knows he has a very bad temper. So he says, honey, just to get that divorce, I really love you. So, you know, let's get married again right now, just in case I fly off the handle. And, you know, maybe. But again, either way, she, biyado lakacha, it doesn't work.
Is it me'aksha, Tommy?
What is it me'aksha? Meaning right when they took a divorce, does the kiddushin kick in? Maybe.
About Freya before the divorce, and she's not a grusha.
No, you have to have a divorce. You can't be more married than... Right, once you're married, you're married. It's a famous story that somebody came to Reb Chaim with a whole lumdus. Right, you go to Eastern Meshitas, or Zevon quotes this, that he said, a whole lumdus by marriage, it's a continual thing in every second of life. You're married again and again. It's not one mice of Kedushin, but every moment it's a reenactment of the marriage. So Reb Chaim says, really? Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Right, so the guy realized that Chaim was not into it. Tip shot, to buy Reb Oshia. Reb Oshia says, so let's prove Reb Oshia's shiloh then. If you go over to a woman, you're not married. You give her two prutas. So in that case too, if you go over to a woman and say, one pruta you're married today, one pruta you're married after I divorce you, that also should not be kedushin. Why? Because you can't get married to her again then. It's not biyado. So the Gemara says, no, maybe there's a difference. When you're already married, so you can't get married to her again right now. But before you're married, so maybe it's like amigu. Since one marriage could work, then we can look at all marriages being in your control right now. So maybe it wouldn't work. So the Rashba says, so why is it even a suffix? Of course it should work. Why is it even a suffix? So the answer is no, it's not exactly. Still, it's... Why is this different than Kedushin Lachar Lamed, which for sure would work? No, but Kedushin Lachar Lamed, there's no time period in the middle that you can't marry her. But here, once you're married, you can't marry her a second time. So there's still a difference. Tani gavazid Rabbi Yochanan. This is right to Rabbi Yochanan that biyado is the ikar. Ein tarmim natal shalom mechuber v'intarmim in shemaz ha-truma. Ketzad. Amar peres ha-rugazu yitlushim. You truma al peres ha-rugazu mechuberes. Peres ha-rugazu mechuberes. You truma al peres ha-rugazu yitlushim. Lo amar klum. Aval amar l'kashi yit l'shuvin. In l'shuv d'varav kayamin. That's the fairest like Rabbi Yochanan. That in the case of the truma, the detached and attached, as long as you say you can look kashi yit l'shuv, it would work. Yes or okay, now Rabbi Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Ben Yaakov goes one step further. Even if you say right now, these detached should be truma for the ones that are attached. Look, they're not even grown yet. But they should be truma when they grow a third. And then they're attached. They're detached. Even that works of Lozaban Yaakov, meaning a real lobala olam. Amar Rabba, let's just finish up two more lines. Amar Rabba, Amar Lozaban Yaakov, Ela Beshachas, Ava Ba'agam Lo. Lozaban Yaakov only said this when it's grown a little bit. It's grown a little bit. Shachas, Ava Ba'agam, if nothing's out yet, it's only if it's Nikar already, a little bit. Ava Ba'agam Lo. But Agam, meaning it hasn't grown at all, then it can't work. For Yosef Amar Filo Ba'agam, Yosef no, even Ba'agam, it could still work for that. Where do you see that agam is lashon of just a tiny, not really growing, just sticking out a drop? That means, could you bend your head like a cane? So when it grows a tiny drop, it bends over a tiny drop. So that's all it means, period. So we have a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, how far Rav Lezer ben Yaakov went. How far he went. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Let's just do one more line. So who is the following b'risa like? If somebody goes over to their friend, whose wife is im yolda ishchana keva mekudashesli lo amar klum. If your wife has a baby girl, I want to be married to her. Rabbi Chanina says lo shana el she'in ishto mu'baris. That's only if the wife is not pregnant. That's when it does not work. Aval ishto mu'baris varav kayamin. But if the wife is pregnant, it works. So come on, who is that like? So it depends. Ikaraba, if it's like Rabba who says something has to be Nikar, Kushukar Ubra, that's only after 3 months. After the baby is Nikar already. Ikar Rav Yosef, Avavishlokar Ubra. And if you want to go like Rav Yosef, that even Agam is okay, see, even here, even without Hukar Ubra, even without Hukar Ubra, it would be good enough. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. 48.